I believe with Joseph, that his dreams, like the dreams that we have recorded, they were always sweet. But to his brethren, they were nightmares to his brethren. To have the youngest to be exalted over the whole family, that is shocking. That is scary. And I think for Joseph, as David was also saying, that he could have boasted in their faces, or how you're going to bow down to me one day. But I think that throughout all of the hatred towards him in verse 4, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. I think he probably found comfort in knowing that one day he would be in that position, not as in a boasting way, but as comfort to take him through the pressure of time that he was in. And also for us Christians, we have to realize that this world isn't our home. The world hated the Lord Jesus Christ, and the world will hate us as well. But we should have faith, and we should have the confidence that one day we would be caught up out of this world to be with the Lord Jesus Christ, which is far better than being in this world.
I was just wondering if we can look at it, what's the secret? I mean, we have heard of Joseph acting in a wonderful way, but there was a secret behind it. It's not like something, you know what, we never read about his history, but I have no question in my mind, if I want to make things practical to us, that he had a father who told him about the Lord. Because later on, when he's facing sin and temptation, he brings God into it. So behind the scenes, this teenager, because in the assessment of this world, oh, wait for the years of the teenagers. Right? We hear it all the time. I have to say, in light of the scripture, every time I read about a teenager, the scripture shows me that they lived godly. You take Joseph. You take David. You take certain kings that ruled at a very, very young age, 16, 8, you name it, and they sought the Lord at 16 years old. Every time I read about a teenager in the scripture, I read of them in a positive way. But there's the secret. The secret is they were taught by God behind the scenes. And you know what? We're talking about these exhortations and encouragement, how we need to live godly, even in our own homes, in our domestic circumstances. And now we are talking as Christians, that if the Word of God, if I'm not taught by God from the Word of God, and I'm not recipient to the Word of God to have its effect in my life, it's not going to happen. I'm sorry, it's not going to happen. What made Joseph live this way? That he was impressed with the God of Jacob. He was impressed with the God of Abraham and Isaac. And for the young ones, you have to be impressed with the things of God. And you have to be impressed with the Word of God, that this is your guide. What I see over here, Matthew touched on it, but I want to speak very practical, very real, that he fed the flock of God. He worked, you said. And you know what? I'm going to encourage all of you. When your parents tell you, go out and do something, a feature that I am a disciple of the Lord, or I want to be obedient to the Word of God, is I listen to what they tell me.
And obey.
What's that?
And obey.
Amen. I want to come to that aspect of it. That it is, he was not lazy. He understood responsibilities that our parents would love to teach us in a very young age. When we tell our children to do something, it's not to put them in this, what kind of labor when they hire children to do certain work? What do they call it? Yeah, it's not. This is not the intention. It's just to teach the young ones how to be responsible in this scene. The second thing, what I like about Joseph, is we have heard the obedience. In verse 13, Jacob said, listen, I want to send you after your brethren. You know what he said? My brethren, he never believed in this principle, eye to an eye. Never believed it. My brethren that hated me? Dad, what's the matter with you? Have you ever heard complaint? Then she started that, he started that. Joseph said simple words, "Hear my." That's it. There was no resistance. There was no why and how come and do you know what you're talking about? Nothing of that. He just did it because he learned in the presence of God that obedience is better than what? Is better than sacrifice. I don't care, young man, young sister, what you do publicly, wonderful things you might do. You might go out of your way to help a friend in need. You might go out of your way to help somebody with whatever circumstances. But if you don't have obedience before God, and that obedience is represented by obeying your parents without any reasons, and I like to always say that. Joseph didn't obey Jacob for certain reasons. He understood that obey your parents in the Lord, for it is what? For this is right. It's nothing about the reason. We're not going to give reasons. You just obey. But the other one that I love is Jacob rebuked him. You know that in the previous verse? When he told him that the moons and the stars and they're going to bow to me. The scripture says Jacob rebuked him. You know, Jacob lacked understanding. But at the same time, as a father, he rebuked him. Not even one word from Joseph. Not even one word from Joseph. Oh, I'll tell you. Have you ever hear of things that you're trying to rebuke or tell the child or the young person? You cannot do this. I mean, you cannot. Well, you don't understand. I'm right and you're and all these lines that how old-fashioned the Jacob was, or things like that, or you don't seem to understand all these statements that we might hear in our days. Listen, brethren, the secret behind it is you, as a young person, as a young boy, as a young girl, have to be educated in the presence of Jehovah. And if I'm not getting this education, and if I'm not in the presence of the Lord, we can speak till the next week and the cows come home. It will not make any difference in your life. If the Lord will not impress you, and that's why I like it when we bring the type first. Because who are we expected to emulate and to follow after? Is the Lord. And if the Word of God is not affecting within, I'm not going to live a life, whether in my own home, similar to the life of Joseph. What makes it happen is the Lord Himself through the Word of God. That's the secret. Am I willing today, when we are talking about a life like this that represents me, is for me to follow such an example by being in the Word of God and saying yes to every principle so that I will be a better son, I'll be a better daughter in my own domestic circumstances.